bumping your vibration when we talk about telling a new story? In other words, does it feel odd to you to tell a story that's different than the story you've been telling? Would it feel odd to begin telling the story that I see clearly when you don't?
Yes, that feels odd because of the current situation, yet I've been saying, my eyes are improving, I am seeing clearer, I'm so happy I don't have, that I did have surgery because I'm seeing better since the surgery without glasses, even though, well, then I stopped there, but
so why does it surprise you that your glasses went away?
It doesn't surprise me, yet how do I get the clarity now if I don't have the glasses?
Well, here's the thing. You can get more glasses, and but we think that the universe is always quick to respond to you. So, but can you feel how stuck in reality your story is?
Yes.
And that's really what we want to talk with you about, because you are like so many other people. You are realistic. You don't fabricate the truth. You don't make up stories. You don't tell things that are different than they are. You tell things like they are. Right. And there is a reasonable amount of respect that you gain from always leveling with people and telling them what you think.
Yes.
But are you getting the sense that continuing to tell the story of what is only holds you in a vibrational holding pattern?
Yes.
We like to say to everyone that whatever it is that you're talking about, you tell stories that even though the subjects vary, the underlying essence of your stories are usually pretty much the same thing. You have this picture of how things are in the world and how the world treats you and how you feel it from your perspective. And so you just tell the stories and tell the stories and tell the stories, and they feel familiar and comfortable and easy to tell. But most important, the universe and law of attraction responds to the story that you tell. So then we begin explaining that you want to tell a new story, that you want to begin telling the story the way you want it to be. And often people resist that, especially in the beginning, because they just haven't practiced telling a new story. And because they're so accustomed to getting feedback from other people, it's like if you said to someone, I see clearly as you're tripping over things, and you notice that they're noticing that what you say and what you're doing are different things, now you feel that there's a disconnect between what's evidence. It would be like someone who feels overweight proclaiming to be slender in front of people who are looking at them and saying, in what world are you seeing yourself? Because I do not see you in that world. And so what that is saying is that almost all of you have been getting your worldview of yourself and the world from what the reflection that you get back from other people, rather than from the setting the tone by the words that you speak. In other words, if you could just hear us, we want so much for you to hear that the message that you are projecting on a regular basis is the message that the universe responds to. The universe does not evaluate the accuracy of the statements that you speak. The universe does not notice or take notice of whether the vibration of your, whether the statement that you're making is about factual reality or whether it's about something that you're imagining. The universe only responds to the vibrational content. And so if you could make a decision that your telling of your story of the way you want it to be is of significant enough importance to you that you are no longer caring the way other people are reflecting it back to you, something that is very helpful is don't tell your story out loud to other people. Just stop talking about the things. If you would just stop talking about the things that are not pleasing to you, and then in the privacy of your own mind or in the privacy of your own Positive Aspects book or in the privacy of your own computer diary, just start telling the story. Esther, because of this gathering, has begun her story. She opened a notebook in her computer and has been writing new stories about every subject that comes to her mind. She's just been writing. She's got that magic typewriter in front of her, and she's just writing. And she can feel the power of the universe backing her up in this vortex, in this aligned arena, in this understanding of the power that your words hold and the power that your vibration holds, and most of all the power that the consistency of your statements holds. That's what clarity is. Clarity is saying, I want this, and I want it because, and I like it because, and isn't it nice if, and look at this, and these are the positive aspects of